kids, welcome back! You ready to talk more about how we can have a great time reading the scriptures?
Yeah!
Okay, let's start with one of my favorite scripture characters, Nephi! And I'm starting here because he's got some great stories. Check this out. This is 1 Nephi 16, verses 18, 19, and 20. I'm going to read through these ones, but then we'll talk about how you can read your scriptures in a way that makes it even more fun. Ready?
I'm ready.
And it came to pass that as I, Nephi, went forth... No! And it came to pass that as I, Nephi, went forth to slay food, behold, I did break my bow! Which was made of fine steel. And after I did break my bow, behold, my brethren were angry with me because of the loss of my bow, for we could obtain no food. Now, you may not be able to read that fast yet, but that's okay. Just try to have fun while you're reading and picture the story. Imagine what's going on. What does Nephi say here? As I went forth to slay food, I broke my bow! Their bow was like the only thing they could use to get food! Which brings us to our first scripture idea to make it fun. Get out a piece of paper or a handy-dandy notebook and draw what you're reading about.
Oh man, I didn't mean to break the bow.
Sorry, Nephi.
And in order to draw it, you're gonna have to read it so you know the story. So I drew Nephi with a bow and it's breaking. And let's not forget about Laman and Lemuel who are so mad at him. See this? We're going to give them some angry eyes because they're mad at Nephi. Ah, give him some sharp teeth because he's feeling mean right now. See, and there's Lemuel or Laman or somebody. Nephi, you moron! See, so as you read stuff, draw a picture of what's going on. And now another idea. Get your brothers and sisters all together to help you with this one. Gather them all around you and say this. Okay, everybody, every time you hear me say the words, and it came to pass... Then you shout, yay!
Yay!
You want to practice? Ready? Okay. And it came to pass that...
Yay!
There you go. Okay, let's try it with the verses. Every time you hear it. Ready? Okay. And it came to pass...
Yay! Yay! Yay!
There we go. That I, Nephi, went forth to slay food.
Yay!
You know, wait, I didn't say it. I didn't say it yet. You got to hear it. And it came to pass, ready? Which was made of fine steel. And after I did break my bow, behold, my brethren were angry with me because of the loss of my bow, for we did obtain no food. And it came to pass that I did return without food to our families, and being much fatigued because of their journeyings, they did suffer much for the want of food. And it came to pass that Laman... And it came to pass that Laman and Lemuel... Might need some practice with that one. Okay, another one. Now, there are a lot of big or funny words in the scriptures, so every time you come to one, stop. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, went forth to slay... Slay? And as soon as you come across that word, then stop and run to your parents and tell them...
What does slay mean?
Slay? Who's been telling you to slay?
It's in the scriptures.
And they'll tell you what it means.
Well, child, to slay means to kill.
And then read on until you come to another one. Keep it up until you've read all the verses and you know the whole story. Now, there are lots of other ways that you can make scripture study fun. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. But I want you to try to come up with one of your own ways of making scripture study fun. And then tell me about it. Your parents know how to get a hold of me. And if they don't, tell them there's like a comment section right down there. And they can comment. Then you can tell other kids about all the fun ideas that you have for scripture study. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed at dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of a...
Giraffe Tracks?
What?
The green one is not Giraffe Tracks.
The green one. Join us next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome!